The Buffalo Sabres have lost four straight home games, continuing what's been a miserable season. Here to break it all down, reporter Bill Hoppe, who joins us each week on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
Well, we talked last week about how bad the team has been on home ice, and it hasn't gotten any better this past week. Losses to Florida, St. Louis, and Anaheim.
Yes, and this is a team that 2 weeks ago had a three-game winning streak on the road where they were basically in control of all games. It was a terrific run for them, and now they're right back to where they were. They've lost four straight home games, as you said. And in some of these games, like we saw Tuesday against the Ducks, even Saturday against St. Louis, they do some good things. They play well enough that maybe they could win, but it's just not enough. And while they're competitive a lot of these nights, they can't get that one goal they need. They just can't get over the hump. A lot of these games, as we've talked about, they're boring. Very little happens, and they're just there's really very, very little to like about the Sabres right now. They're a bad, bad team. And as I've said before, I think this is the worst team, the most disappointing team in franchise history, going back all the way to 1970.
Well, you wrote about how the team is failing to execute simple plays. We saw a glaring example of that in overtime Tuesday night.
Yes, in overtime, Rasmus Ristolainen and the Sabres' best defenseman, a guy who played 30-some minutes Tuesday, he had Jack Eichel open in the 3-on-3, and he just missed him. And Anaheim got the puck back, and a little bit later on, they scored. That's a scoring chance for the Sabres, immediately flipped the other way because they can't execute a simple pass. You can examine the Sabres' struggles 100 different ways, and there's a lot of problems. But if you want to look at it in the simplest way, they lack fundamentals. They can't execute simple plays. And in the NHL, if you can't execute simple plays, you're going to get burned. You're going to lose. And this has been going on for years where they can't make a simple pass. They have no precision. They're just disjointed. And this has gone on through different coaches, different GMs, different regimes, total overturn of players almost, but it's been a problem for years. And until they have some precision, until they can complete a 10-foot pass easily, they're not going to go anywhere.
Well, I want to talk a bit about the effect this prolonged slump is having on the atmosphere and attendance at KeyBank Center. The size of the crowd seems to get smaller every game. You're seeing tickets selling on the secondary market for $5 a seat. I can't imagine management and ownership is happy with that.
I'm sure they're not. In the last few weeks here, maybe particularly this homestand, it's really come to a head where the attendance is announced as 16 or 17,000, but in-house it's 10, 11 maybe 12. Chunks of the 300 level are open. Even the 100 level, there's smatterings of people in some areas. And I'm surprised this didn't happen earlier, quite honestly. The Sabres, they've been a bad team for years. They've been a bad home team. They haven't even been entertaining. But the diehards have held on. They've wanted to have their season tickets, so when the Sabres make it back to the playoffs someday, they have those seats. But they're finally starting to check out. There's very little interest in this team. People just accept now that they're going to lose. They don't want to bother with the Sabres. And these are fans eating money. I mean, they're trying to sell tickets, and maybe they're selling for $6 or $10 or $20, and they paid much more than that, or they're not even selling them. They're just not going. The atmosphere in the rink has been very bland, drab, not a lot of noise. And it's bad because, I mean, this is a great hockey city. This is a place that was selling out not that long ago for some bad teams, but I think it's reached its breaking point now. And I was around the team in the pre-lockout days of 2002, 2003, 2004, and there were some really small crowds back then. In-house, I would say probably less than 10. And you wonder if it gets to that point. And Sabres fans came back, of course, after the lockout. They had those two great teams, and the fan base was re-energized. But you wonder if some fans leave and they don't come back for a while.
Well, you caught up with former Sabres goalie Ryan Miller the other day. He plays for the Ducks now. He was the winning goalie Tuesday. He's 37 years old, now in his 15th season. He seems to be in a good place in his life and his career.
He is. He's lived in Los Angeles for years now. His wife is an actress. I think just coming home has made his life easier. And he's on a pretty good team, too. He's been starting recently. He's a backup now, but he's still a pretty good goalie. And as you say, he's 37 years old, and he got a two-year contract in July. And how many 37-year-old goalies get two-year contracts? And I asked him how long he wanted to play, and he said some people have told him to play until they kick you out. And I think maybe he could push 40. Maybe he could get one more contract after this. It'd probably be as a backup, of course, but he's had a terrific career, a lot of longevity. He's always someone I enjoy talking to, and I hope he plays a long time. But that said, I mean, he's getting up there, and maybe Tuesday night was one of his last appearances or his last appearance in Buffalo as a player. And I hope if you went to the game, you appreciated seeing him.
Sabres close out a five-game homestand with a game tonight against the Islanders, then game Saturday in Boston, and back home against Colorado Sunday. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.